a mother, a father, a newborn baby peacefully sleeping in a manger. Well, our story is nothing like that. Imagine a busy street crammed with people desperate for a place to spend the night. Far from home, tired and hungry, happy attitudes long gone. This is where our story begins. Now imagine this story being covered by a television news network like CBS or CNN. Well, imagination will become reality tonight as the Nosy News Network presents 30 Minutes Special Report, Mayhem in Bethlehem.
Bethlehem this winter.
How cold is it?
It's so cold that camels have goose humps. What did Methuselah's friend say on his 900th birthday?
I don't know. What?
You don't look a day over 850.
Mayhem in Bethlehem continues after this message from one of our sponsors.
Man, are you struggling with hair loss or premature baldness? You'd never know by looking at me now, but I began losing my hair at a very young age. Hi, I'm Bobby Joe Debonair, for Hair Repair by Debonair. My friends used to tell me, Bobby Joe, it's okay, you're almost bald as a Q-tip. After all, you've got the coolest comb-over in town. But they were just saying that to make me feel good. I was afraid to go swimming or even venture outside on a windy day. What changed all that, you ask? How's come I'm on TV almost every day looking like this? Well, I'll be back in a minute to tell you my secret. Remember, Debonair will always be hair for you.
Bye.
From the Nosy News Studios, here's Noah Lott.
Good evening and welcome to 30 Minutes Special Report, Mayhem in Bethlehem. I'm your humble anchorman, Noah Lott, and our investigative team is working hard this hour on a big story. Let's check in with them now. Reporting live from Herod's Palace in Jerusalem is Vesta Gates.
Good evening, Noah. Inside these palace walls is King Herod the Great. He's been showing an unusual interest in Jewish prophecy. I'll tell you why in just a moment. I'm in Jerusalem. I'm Vesta Gates.
Thank you, Vesta, for your investigation. Next, let's check in with Freddy Factoid. Freddy, where are you and what's going on there?
I'm on the outskirts of Jerusalem chasing a story about wise men coming from the east.
Did you say wise men?
That's a fact, Noah. I'll have the other facts shortly. I'm Freddy Factoid for Nosy News Network.
Next, let's check in with Lorna Limelight. Lorna, have you found anything?
Phew! I hate these assignments. I have too much classroom and outdoors like this. Oh, am I on the air?
Yes, Lorna, we're live right now.
Noah, how do I look? I mean, do you think the camera makes my nose look too big?
Not at all. You're as lovely as ever, Miss Limelight. Your nose is like a mountain goat walking down the gentle slopes of Mount Sinai.
Well, thank you. No wonder they call you Noah a lot.
Any news out there, Lorna?
Not much, I'm afraid. I'm out here in a stinky pasture, phew-wee, looking for some shepherds who might know all about the buzz in Bethlehem, but all I've seen is a few dumb sheep.
We'll see you in the future, if not in the pasture. And of course, no 30 Minutes Report would be complete without our weekly feature, A Few Minutes with Randy Looney. It's all right here tonight on 30 Minutes Special Report, Mayhem in Bethlehem.
I'm Vesta Gates, and I'm here at King Herod the Great. Your Highness, is it true that you are feeling threatened by all these rumors about a baby king?
Threatened? Preposterous.
In the least, my dear, not in the least. Permit me to explain. 'Tis destiny, 'tis fate, that made me Herod the Great. More modest than most, I don't like to boast or brag on my vast estate. I'm not the least annoyed by a tiny baby boy. Oh, please, he's no threat to me. It's easy to see, like you I can hardly wait. When you find this child we're all desirous of, let me be the first to be informed. I will give him all that he's deserving of, honor and respect and so much more. Pray tell me, pray tell me, pray tell me, pray tell me when this king appears. Pray tell me, pray tell me, pray tell me, pray tell me, I am so sincere. I am so sincere. I'm a friendly face, am I? Now might I inquire, this king you desire, is he good, is he great, is he wise? I've been king for a long, long time. I'll be king until I die. Count on it. I'm not insecure. My motives are pure. I'm a king with an open mind. Sing with me. When you find this child we're all desirous of, let me be the first to be informed. I will give him all that he's deserving of, honor and respect and so much more. Pray tell me, pray tell me, pray tell me, pray tell me, when this king appears, I'll be the very first to know. Pray tell me, pray tell me, I am so sincere. I am sincere, I'm so sincere. I am sincere. Just tell me.
Noah, this singing king is certainly sincere, or so it seems. He raises some important questions. Who is the supposed Messiah? Is he real? Then if he is, where exactly is his kingdom?
That's right, Vesta. As we say in the news biz, who, what, when, where, and why. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this word from one of our sponsors.
This is your old buddy, Bobby Joe. We're hair repair by Debonair. You're probably saying to yourself, what in the world happened to Bobby Joe? Make him look so good. I'm glad you asked. Well, one day, I tried an experiment with some things I found laying around the house. A jar of mayo, a can of sardines, a little dill pickle juice, and some leftover mac and cheese. I tossed in a secret ingredient I call Formula D, and I mixed it all up in a blender. Then, I rubbed it on my head and sprinkled it with some baking soda and let it set for 24 hours. One look in the mirror and I said, well, hello, handsome. I began growing hair like a chia pet on steroids. You might say it was a hair-raising experiment. And did people ever start to notice? The reason I know is on account of the looks of astonishment all over their faces. Well, I'm out of time for now, but I have lots more to tell you later. Don't go away. Debonair will always be here for you.
You don't have a prayer without Debonair.
Now, let's check in with the very reliable Freddy Factoid. Freddy?
Noah, I've got some breaking news. I've just met with some wise men from the east which had a meeting with King Herod about a star that's leading them to Bethlehem. They say the star is a sign from God showing the way to the Messiah. I see him have a map. Say, it's only 6 short miles from here. Well, here's what they told me.
Thank you.
Well, Freddy, I have to admit, I'm beginning to wonder whether there's something to this story.
The facts are persuasive, though. If we don't watch out, we might also become believers.
We'll see. Thank you. Let's sum up what we've learned so far. A, we have ancient prophecies foretelling the Messiah. B, wise men from the east claim to be following a star to this baby king. And C, Lorna Limelight seems to have stepped in something. But seriously, folks, the more we know about this story, the more it makes sense. Still, a good reporter has to ask questions. Who is this Messiah? Is he a king with servants? And who are they?
Two story sightings and Baba's old writings mean anything at all. Prophet prediction, are they truth, are they fiction? Will history reveal, will the mystery be solved? Who is the Christ child Messiah?
And now, let's check in with Lorna Limelight. Lorna, were you able to find those shepherds?
Ugh, could I please get a McPherson over here? This image is just ruining my hair. Ugh, I can't wait to get back to the studio.
I know I speak for all of our viewers when I say this. Lorna, you are one tough cookie. No one sacrifices more for nosy news than you.
Oh, Noah, you always say the sweetest things.
Only because they're true, Lorna. Only because they're true. Now, about those shepherds, did you find them?
Yes, and what a story they told me. They were tending to their flocks when suddenly an angel appeared out of nowhere. They were singing. Here's what they said.
twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the woods of high, a diamond in the sky.
Hair repair by Debonair with Secret Formula D. Stuff doesn't actually work, right? Wait, are you recording? Welcome back, friends. Thanks to Hair Repair by Debonair, I've said arrivederci to lonely weekends at home watching tractor pulls and picking lint out of my belly button. After I tried Hair Repair by Debonair with Secret Formula D, people said things like, Bobby Joe, what's different about you? You're so youthful. Or, Bobby Joe, what's your secret? You seem so confident. Even your golf game has improved. People can't seem to take their eyes off me. It's kind of embarrassing if I do say so myself. Men, if you want that kind of attention, just try Hair Repair by Debonair with Secret Formula D. Pick up the phone right now and call 555-HAIR. That's 3 5s and hair. I guarantee you'll be saying, hair today, more tomorrow, with Hair Repair by Debonair. Call 555-HAIR right now. Until next time, this is your old buddy Bobby Joe saying, Debonair will always be hair for you.
First the wise men, and now the shepherds. It seems like everyone's going to the same tiny town, Bethlehem. And when you consider the number of people going there to pay taxes, that's a recipe for one thing, mayhem in Bethlehem. And ladies and gentlemen, you can count on 30 minutes to have your noses right in the middle of it. But before we take you there, it's time for our weekly feature, A Few Minutes with Randy Looney. Here's that lovable grouch himself, Randy Looney.
You know what I find annoying? You know what makes me so nervous? My eyebrows start twitching. It's all those different ways they serve coffee nowadays. Used to be ordering a cup of joe with as simple as a side of cream or sugar. But now, you got all these decisions to make. Flavor's complicated enough without all this flavored coffee nonsense. Look, I'm not against choices, but it's gotten ridiculous. Before you decide what you want in your coffee, you gotta decide what kind of coffee you want. They've got coffees named after all sorts of exotic places I've never even heard of. Hey, look at this menu I picked up the other day. Here's one called Pango Pango Tangerine Extremo. What is that? And here's one called Brazilian Rainforest Save the Monkeys. And what's this one about? G-Taf Himalayan Holiday Roast Blend? If that's not confusing enough,
Next, you gotta pick something to put in it. You can get a squirt of vanilla or chocolate, or even some whipped cream, for goodness sake. The cook says, want a peppermint fixer? Cinnamon? Nutmeg? I'm exhausted. Whose idea was this, anyway? If I wanted my coffee to taste like dessert, I'd drop an apple dumpling into it. Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but when I drink coffee, I want it to taste like coffee. Can I please just get a black cup of coffee? Is that too much to ask? I'm Randy Looney.
Thanks, Randy. This is Noah Lott with my colleague, Lorna Limelight. We're on location between Jerusalem and Bethlehem doing some man-on-the-street interviews. Here comes someone now. Sir, what's your name?
Michael.
And where are you from, Michael?
I live on 7777 Gold Street, to be exact.
And that's in what city?
Heaven, sir.
Heaven?
Heaven.
I suppose next you're going to tell us that you're an angel in disguise or something.
Exactly. I'm in charge of a battalion of angels on a special mission.
Yeah, right. If you're an angel, you got to prove it, mister.
All right. If you insist. Do you believe me now?
We sure do.
Known up to a true confession. You didn't make much of a first impression. Look like a normal guy to me, ordinary.
Then how everything changed? Never look at you the same. You're looking like an angel.
Lorna, we'd better get back to Bethlehem and fast.
Thanks, Michael.
Michael.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in Bethlehem where we've uncovered some fabulous facts. Ready?
Sorry.
I checked all the prophecies and they all checked out. Here's one from the prophet Micah. Bethlehem, you're one of the smallest towns in the nation of Judah, but the Lord will bring a leader among you, and one who will rule the nations.
Isn't it wonderful, Freddy? God chose the little town of Bethlehem.
Here's another one that shows the Messiah will come from Judah. To quote the book of Genesis, the scepter, the word scepter means leadership, shall never depart from Judah.
And of course, the earthly father of Jesus is our new friend, Joseph.
I see. Joseph is from the tribe of Judah, so that's another prophecy fulfilled.
There's more. Here's one from the prophet Isaiah. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and give birth to a son. He will be called Emmanuel.
Wow, that prophecy describes Mary perfectly. Freddy, what does Emmanuel mean?
It means God with us. So that can only mean one thing. The baby Jesus is God in human form.
As reporters, we came to Bethlehem in search of a story. But instead, the story found us. Traveling to Bethlehem, we have asked the questions. Who, what, when, where, and why. But now, in the presence of Jesus, God has a question for us. Will you receive my son as your Savior and Lord? How do you answer that question, Vesta?
I will follow Jesus, too.
Vanessa?
I will follow Jesus.
Randy, what do you think?
Jesus sounds a lot better than coffee. I will follow Jesus.
Freddy?
Without a doubt, so will I.
Lorna, what about you?
I want Jesus to be the center of my life, too.
That makes it unanimous. I want Jesus as the anchor of my life. Yes, in the middle of mayhem is a manger, and in that manger is the Messiah who offers peace to anyone who will receive him. Long ago, the prophet Isaiah wrote, "Who has believed our report?" We at 30 Minutes would like to ask our viewers a similar question. Do you believe our report? If only you will ask, Jesus will come into your life, right in the middle of the mayhem of your life, and he will give you peace.
Christ.
child Messiah. He is someone you should know. We are his servants who love him and bow to his crown that shines brighter than snow. This is the Christ child Messiah.
That's it for tonight's edition of 30 Minutes Special Report. Thanks for tuning in to the most trusted name in news. Good news, that is, for the Nosy News Network.
I'm Vanessa Gates.
I'm Randy Looney.
I'm Freddy Factoid.
And I'm Lorna Limelight.
And I'm Noah Lott, reminding you, for your report, you decide!
This year, that you all have a wonderful Christmas. I had a few thoughts I wanted to share, and I gotta say, these guys did an incredible job, didn't they? Give them one more round of applause. I think we got some future stars in the making, too. Some of these little ones, they were ready to go, man. So, very good. Wanna recognize Flo, thank you so much for your hard work. You certainly made all that come together, so thank you very much. Give her a big round of applause. All right. A couple thoughts this morning I want to share with you. Our congregation has been working through the names of Jesus this Christmas season, and the sermon title, the series title is What's in a Name? And a couple of the names that we looked at so far is the Son of God. We looked at Emmanuel, which the kids talked about today. But on Christmas Day, we're going to dig into the name Jesus itself and what that means. So, what's his today's name? If you're paying attention, you've actually already heard it. I shared it with you earlier. Let's go all the way back to Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. First thing I would say to you is I hope to you that you do have a wonderful Christmas. And I promise I'll keep it short, but I wanted to take a moment and think about the name Wonderful and share that with you. In English, it's simply a combination of two words, wonder and fool. And we tend to read the word wonderful as really good, but if we break it down, it means to be full of wonder. I know that's not super profound, but it's worth thinking about for a moment because this is one of the names of Jesus. The subject here is Jesus, and we consider all that Jesus did in this world, when we consider who he actually was, there really is a lot to wonder about, to take in and just spend some time thinking about. It's hard to imagine in the world that we live in that anyone can live their entire life without sin, constantly living for the good of other people, for the good of others. But that's exactly what Jesus did for us. There are people in our life that would sacrifice to see us better off, for sure, but only one person has ever lived his entire life for no personal gain except to simply serve others, and that was our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I think if we stop and think about the depth of Jesus' love for us, it should cause us to wonder. We should spend some time thinking, wow, that's really impressive. We might even use the word marvel. Here's five questions that maybe come to mind. Why would anyone do that for me? Am I worthy of the Son of God coming to this world for me? How much does He love us? How can I ever thank Him enough? How can God's Son even fit into the package of a little baby boy? Nothing else. Jesus certainly causes us to wonder. He like His life raises a lot of questions, doesn't it? And some of them are answered in Scripture pretty clearly. Some things are nice and easy, and the answers are right there on the page. Some of them are not as easily answered, and we got to look a little bit harder. Maybe we're just not meant to know those answers yet. But if you ever fully understand God, understand that you don't actually know God, because He's way too big for us to ever fully understand and comprehend in our finite minds. But we can ask. We can ask God, show me Your truth. Show me who You are. Help me to know You more. And I believe those are prayers that He wants to answer. Not that He's going to answer everything you always want, but I believe the big questions He does. See, this baby born a couple thousand years ago has literally changed the entire world after Him. Not just on earth, but for eternity as well. For all those that repent of their sin and call on the name of Jesus. And I've been following Jesus myself for about 36 years now. And He still causes me to be full of wonder. Here's my challenge to you this year on how to make your year a wonderful Christmas. Spend some time reading your Bible from now until Christmas. Hopefully you do anyway. Select the name of Jesus to just look at and focus on and think about a little bit. Just sit and spend some time slowing down and wonder about it. It's okay to wonder. As adults, we like to have answers more than we like to have questions. We sometimes don't like to wonder. We like to answer. But when we have questions, we're wondering. And if we're wondering, we're not lost. We're thinking about something. And our mind is the first step to seeking Christ. So if you're not sure where to start, just start with Isaiah 9:6. There's five names right there. Pick one for yourself. And Saturday, come back next week and this coming week, and we'll hear about the appropriately named Jesus on Christmas Day. It's more than just a name. It's a message to mankind, but I'm going to save that for next week. And as you prepare for Christmas this year, don't forget to spend some time and wonder about Jesus. If you have all figured out all that Jesus is, again, you don't know the Jesus you think you do. Because we can spend our entire life seeking Him, learning to know Him, and there's still more there that we can learn. He's more than a single thought. He's a layer upon layer upon layer of amazement, just waiting for us to seek Him, to know Him more. The verse in Isaiah is only one place that we see specifically Him called wonderful in Scripture with a proper name. So I guess it's up to us to continue to call Jesus wonderful. But I think we can do that. And not only to call Him that, but believe it by taking the time to sit and wonder a little bit this Christmas season. Nobody else can answer the questions about who Jesus is as well as He can. Myself, I can help you a little bit, but if I want to learn about you, I got to spend time with you. I can ask your friends and your neighbors, and I can learn some things, but they might be off a little bit on some things or your motivations. But if I want to learn about Jesus, I got to spend time with Jesus. Jesus knows He's not the easiest to fully understand because, well, He knows He wasn't like us. He's the Son of God. He's a little bit different, and that makes it challenging. We're humans, but we're never going to fully understand Him, but we can follow and learn as much as we can along the way. If you want your Christmas to be wonderful, keep Jesus at the center and take some time to wonder about the birthday boy Himself. You can spend the whole day celebrating Him and being excited, eating, opening gifts, and you can miss spending time with Him. I want to encourage you, as Christmas comes this year, make sure you take some time and wonder and spend some time with the birthday boy Himself. And I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. Not because of the presents and food and celebrations. I hope it's because you take some time to focus on Jesus. As we discussed the other week, Emmanuel means that he came to be with us. How sad would it be if he came to be with us? And on the day we celebrate his birth, we didn't spend any time with him. If you would, bow your head and close your eyes for just a moment. Perhaps some of you here today, I don't know all of you, and maybe someone here that has never asked Jesus to forgive their sins. There's someone that was here and like to do that today. Would you slip up your hand so we can pray for you and we can talk later? Father, we come before you. We thank you so much for this group of kids. We thank you for the work that they put in. We thank you for the choir. We thank you for this church. Father, it was through your Son that the church came into existence. He knew that the only way to reach the entire world would be to empower us and send us out. And I thank you for that commission, Lord. I ask that you help us to follow that calling faithfully and to continue to share your love, especially at this Christmas season when people are a little extra open. And Lord, help it to be a wonderful Christmas, not because of all the stuff we do or the lights or the celebrations, but because we just take a little extra time and focus on you and spend it talking to you and listening to you. And Father, help us to spend some time wondering just how all this works. In your precious name we pray. Amen.